Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Otara style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have got something absolutely different and totally new here going on this week.
And it was my idea.
And it was your idea. That's amazing. You have ideas.
I do.
That's awesome.
I'm implementing the new 5-4-3-2-1, make a decision.
Wow. Okay. So you know what? Why don't you, because we've got some people here, some guests here that are hanging out watching us, and we kind of want to get to them quickly, but you know, let's just kind of update the listeners. What the heck are you talking about?
I got back from GoPro today.
Okay,
GoPro Recruiting Mastery in Las Vegas with Eric Worre, Tony Robbins, and
Richard Branson,
who I kept calling Russell Brunson. That was awesome.
Awesome. For those of you guys who know who Russell Brunson is.
So it was pretty amazing. I honestly got the tickets to see, obviously, Tony Robbins. Yeah. That's the main reason I got the tickets. My girl Haley, as well as Gloria Mayfield Banks, who I've been a fan of for years, and she did not disappoint at all.
She's awesome.
So just Tony alone was worth it. It was worth the $300 just to see Tony Robbins, and it was amazing. But there was
a bargain, actually.
Seriously. But there was a speaker who was the first to go, and she was amazing. She is not a networker.
She's not really?
No, but she is her name is Mel Robbins. She could be, but I know she's a public speaker and all that good stuff. She has a book and whatnot, but she was talking about, you know, in the scheme of life, it's not the big things, it's the little things that make a difference, and that changes happen in a moment. And you have to be very conscientious of that moment. She says, it's like if you're lying in bed, 5-4-3-2-1, make the decision to get out of bed. Then 5-4-3-2-1, make the decision to go put on your workout clothes. And then 5-4-3-2-1, make the decision to get out the door.
Right.
And she says, this concept, as simple as it is, has changed people from sedentary lifestyle to marathon runners, from you know, drowning in debt to entrepreneur billionaires. She said this decision, and Tony Robbins was late that night. They have the same last name, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But he basically talked about the exact same thing, but in his way. He says life changes in moments. It's not this big, long, drawn out thing. Oh, I'm gonna wait till I'm, you know, this many dollars out of debt before I become this or that. It's one moment. It's a decision in one moment. And I love that, because when I do decide to actually make a change or make a decision, and I struggle, that's my big trial is decision making. The times that we have really blasted through a plateau or blasted through a rank or blasted through a spot in our life, it's when I make that decision quickly.
Yeah.
Not when I sit on it and contemplate it and get
frustrated.
And create
a bunch of obstacles. Right.
And fights. You know, I start fights for no reason just to stall.
Yeah.
But
that's fun for me.
So I love that. I think those were my biggest takeaways. And then Gloria was, hers was just all about, you know, we all hate the word entitled, but she says, you're entitled. You're entitled to a life of extreme dreams fulfilled. This is how hard are you willing to work for that entitlement?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. She's just a rock star. So I loved it. If you haven't gone, go to GoPro. And next year, it's actually on my birthday, on my actual 40th birthday, not my fake 40th birthday. So for those of you who knew that I forgot I was turning 39, not 40, next year I'm turning 40 for real, and we're going to be in Vegas.
It's hilarious. Okay. Awesome. Woo! Okay. So if that isn't enough to sell this idea of going to GoPro,
yeah, totally worth it.
Yeah, you're fired up. And I think the thing that you sold it on for me was all the connecting with the major big, you know, the big time leaders while you were out there.
Oh.
So before we get to our guests here, why don't you just as briefly as you can, but you know, I think this is a side of you that our listeners would really love to hear or see, for those who are watching, which we'll get to that in a minute. But what was it like meeting a few of these people in person?
Fangirl.
So talk just real briefly, tell that story, and then the story you told me.
I was such a fangirl, and geeking out over people left and right. It's like network marketing celebrities. I was like, oh my God, like Nadia Melton, she was the first one I met. She was literally walking up the aisle, and I grabbed her hand like a freaking psychopath. I'm like, Nadia! Thankfully, she recognized me. She's like, Angela! And she stopped and said hi and gave me a hug. And then we took pictures, and she's so cute with her selfie light cell phone. She wouldn't let me take a shot that was blurry. And I was like, oh, okay. But I want to be that cool when I grow up. She was so flawless. Like, you know, gorgeous people, but she was flawless, which is great. That's fine. And then I saw Amber Voigt from a distance, and I about peed my pants. Like, I just wanted to yell at her, you have no idea what you've done for me! But I didn't do that. No. I held it in and I waited, hopefully trying to see her, but I didn't meet her. I saw Jessica Higdon from afar, and I wanted to text Haley and be like, Haley, could you introduce me?
Yeah.
But that would have been so rude.
You didn't want to have Haley just use your hookups?
Yeah, my hookups.
Haley. Okay, so get to the conversation you had with John.
Yeah. Well, so I was hanging out with one of my leaders, and we were walking, and John Melton walked by me, and he stopped because I wear red lipstick all the time, and I was wearing red lipstick and short hair, and he goes, Angela. And I said, oh my gosh, he knows my name. But he's so dreamy. He doesn't look as dreamy as he is on video, but he's so well put together. It was ridiculous. I was like, this couple is like flawless.
Yeah.
And he stopped, and he's like, hey, let's take a picture. I was like, okay. Such a dork. And I was shaking, so I couldn't hold the phone, so he took the picture. It was so embarrassing.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's a celebrity.
Well, I mean, I know this is awesome, and I love this. I love this side of you, and I see it from time to time. Nobody really gets to see it like I do. But when, like, for example, when we talked to Ange Peters, I remember that one time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You really, for those of you guys who listened to our episode on Ange Peters, I got to see Angela go, like, go kind of geeky. I'm like, who is this Angela? So the thing that you did, which was you did a 5-4-3-2-1 basically.
Yeah, 5-4-3-2-1.
You jumped in and asked them what?
I said, hey, we have a podcast. And he's like, message me. I'd love to be on it. And so I was like, oh!
So I already know through some things that are coming up that it's going to be very easy to get the Meltons on our podcast.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys who listen to the show, if that's something you'd like to see, message us, let us know. And we'll just use your messages as a way of going, hey guys, you're kind of popular and wanted on our show. So it would be great to have them.
The really cool thing, and then we'll jump into today's episode, is that, if I could just stop these people and just tell them what they did for my business, Amber Voigt was first. She's the one that taught me the lifestyle marketing. She taught me what to post, the 5 things to post to market yourself online. She taught me what to do, and I just started doing it from there. And then it was Nadia and John who helped me really perfect the video side of it and understand the difference between marketing and prospecting. And then it was Jessica Higdon who turned everything into just a process. Step by step by step by step. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Here's why you post the lifestyle posts. Here's why you do the videos. Here's how to incorporate prospecting into marketing. So if all those 3 people, if they really truly knew what they did for my business, it was when I met them that we literally went from stuck at silver to gold, platinum, diamond.
Yeah.
And it was those three individuals and the couple. So I just had nothing but gratitude for them, and they didn't even really, you know. They had no idea the impact they had on me. So that's why I geeked out.
I could say you've had that same impact on other people too, you know, which we're going to kind of talk about today. So why not, since this was all your beautiful idea, why don't you go ahead and explain to the peoples,
explain to the peoples. Well, I wanted to talk to, it's like I had all these things I wanted to say to people I met that had helped me, that had been some part of my life, some part of my business somewhere. And I thought, how fun would it be just to bring all of the, as many people on that listen to us and talk to them and see how they're doing, what they're doing, what's inspiring them. What are they, what questions do they have? I know a few of them are participating in our video challenge. Maybe they have, sorry, I have the hiccups all of a sudden. Maybe they have some things they want to know. Maybe they want tips, tricks, or whatever. Maybe they just want some support. And so I thought it would be so fun to take that time and let people jump on our podcast and talk and say hi and be on the podcast and maybe share some goodness. Maybe they have some great tips.
So we are, yeah. So we are right now actually recording live here on Zoom. And we've got about 7 of our listeners here hanging out with us, just kind of watching us. Not very exciting, I'm sure, but maybe listening to it is kind of fun. We're just kind of hanging out here ready to just kind of add some, you know, some value to the podcast.
Yeah.
So let's take it your vision, dear. You run the show. This is your vision. You run the show. Go ahead.
So, all right. I'm going to open it up. Is there anybody that wants to jump on right now? Say hi. Be the first to break this whole thing in. Oh, look, Robin. Yay. So let's see if I can unmute you. There you go. Hi, Robin.
Hey, hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Wow. I said, this is really cool. So I was going to actually ask you what your number one takeaway from GoPro was. I know that'd be hard for you to choose one, I'm sure, but it would mean a lot to me to hear what one thing you chose. And then the other thing, as you were talking just now about all these people, I don't really know those three people that you mentioned that you learned from, but what I'm curious to know is how they knew you. How did they know you? How did they recognize you? You know, I am curious to hear that journey, I guess.
And let me answer that one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because this would be a really good benefit to everybody here. That's not just like how that happened.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I hope I didn't cut you off, Robin. Was there something else you wanted to say?
No, I think there might have been another piece to that, but I think that's it.
Okay. So I'll answer the second question and Angie can jump in the first one. So as far as John and Nadia go, I'm not sure you guys know, we've been affiliate marketers for a while now. I mean, we spent a lot of money on coaching on like Jessica Higdon's programs, Ray Higdon's programs, Robert Hollis, of course, John and Nadia Melton, a bunch of other people. And when Ray Higdon, for example, does an affiliate marketing launch.
That we believe in,
that we just like, we love the product and we've bought it ourselves and we really want to share it with people that, you know, that follow us. He does a very grand thing where he creates a Facebook page. All of these big shots, including the Mountains, including Robert Hollis, including a bunch of other people. I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but these are big shots in MLM. And they all kind of basically do a big competition with each other. Mm-hmm. Now, these guys have been doing this for quite a while. I couldn't say 5 or 6 years, but at least 3 or 4 years together. And then Angela and I show up. And they, like I said, they've been doing this a while. But Angela and I show up, and all of a sudden, we're showing up on their top 5, top 6 of their affiliates, and we're beating at one point a couple of times we were beating Johnny and Nadia. Yeah. Wow. And so what that did was it kind of put us on the radar. It was a while back where Angela had posted a Ray Higdon and actually sent both of us friend requests.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden a couple other people were sending us friend requests and we're just like, oh my gosh, they're trying to friend request us. This is crazy. And so we would comment and joke and it was very, it's a very, Ray really creates this environment where everybody talks and gets to know each other. So not just the Meltons, but someone else too. There's a couple other people in there that have reached out to us and say, hey, I'm going to be launching a program. Would you be an affiliate for us? And you know, I'm like, you know, honestly, we'll just tell them if we believe in your product. Absolutely. So that's the majority of how we've kind of gotten their attention, if you will. I've had specific messages one-on-one with Ray Higdon. Angela's messaged him before, you know, and Jessica and so on. And a lot of it comes because of our ability to share their programs with a lot of people. So that I can say that's the number one reason why they know Angela and me.
And then, you know, I get strategic with things. I'll message.
No, that's you. Yeah.
I'll message. And then I'll also, you know, do a post and make sure that like I'll tag them in a comment or something and just kind of keep showing up. I mean, honestly, in this profession, you're going to get good. You're going to get really good. And I'm not at the top yet, but while you're getting really good, you can also make yourself known to the people who put on the big trainings and the big events, and then they want to invite you out there to come talk. Or, you know, Nadia and John started showing up on my Periscopes because of a video I did way back on Facebook. So it's just getting yourself out there constantly, you know, becoming the CEA, and sometimes you got to throw yourself in there and be like, hey, it's me. I'm here. Look at me. Somebody look at me. I'm here. Hi. But it's all in what your goal is. I love public speaking, so I'm totally fine with doing that.
All right. So what was the one takeaway from GoPro?
My biggest takeaway has to be, the biggest decisions of your life are made in a moment. You know, so many times we waste moments by being scared. So many times we waste moments by just not making a decision. And I'm notorious for not making decisions. Decisions scare the heck out of me because I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to make the wrong decision. And it could be even making a decision where we go out to eat on a date night. And that's pretty pathetic. But but everybody said it. It's just you take that moment. It's one tiny little moment and you just step through the fear and you say whatever you need to say, you do what you need to do, and you just move to the next level. Like Tony Robbins didn't become Tony Robbins because he prepped for 15 years to do what he does. He just moment by moment made decisions that led him to be who he, I mean, he's a multi-billionaire. Yep. I mean, this, and in all of them, every single speaker that stepped up there and was on the stage, every time they had a decision or they had a moment come up, they made a decision that put them in a direction. So instead of sitting by someone in the pedicure chair that's telling or their back hurts, instead of sitting back and go, oh, that sucks, you lean forward and offer them a deep blue. And that's a moment. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, make the decision. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know, get out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, don't put that brownie in your mouth. You know, what? You know, and so that's what I took away. And so many wasted decisions. That really hit me hard. Because there's a lot of decisions that I've just sat on. And then they were gone. The moment was gone. And I didn't capitalize on it. So that's okay. My biggest takeaway.
Thank you guys. You're welcome. Awesome. Thank you for all you do, and I love the challenges. They've been so much fun.
Yes.
I think I'll just say real quick, this came at such the perfect time. And I think I struggle with it, with vulnerability, being vulnerable. And I think that's why that question came up for me about how did you get their attention? Because I'm in this place where I kind of wrestle with it. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And yeah, just that's another thing. I mean, I can talk about it, but being vulnerable is what people want more than anything else. They're tired of rehearsed. They're tired of perfect.
It's the only thing that anybody will bother looking at.
Yeah. And you have to be vulnerable. And I find myself on some of my videos, am I totally authentically vulnerable? And sometimes I'm not, because we're so used to being so rehearsed all the time and making sure that we don't show emotion and we don't, you know, we're perfect. And that's not ever going to draw the people that need you most to you. So as you're getting that vulnerability on in your videos, it's uncomfortable. But the more you do it, the more you realize this is what people need. And it's healing for you. It's growth and healing for you.
That's when you said that reminded me of, like, I don't know if anybody was here when we were first starting out on Periscope, but the first things I did on Periscope was helping people find their why. And then I don't know if anybody was here during that, but, I remember people sharing these like really painful parts of their lives. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of times where I was so moved by them, I just like teared up. And I remember that was like the first couple of Periscopes I ever did. It got people's attention very quickly. And I wasn't doing it to get attention. It was just, you know, just, I just was tired of the fake that you see on Facebook, sure. You know, and not just to be real, but to be real and uplifting. That was the thing.
Yeah.
And relevant.
Yeah. Okay. I'm proud of you. Keep going.
Yeah, totally, Robin.
Having fun with it. All right. Who cool. else wants to jump? Oh, hi guys. Yay. Okay. Hold on. long time listener, Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
So good.
I'm so excited on here. You're fangirling over people. When I do finally meet you at convention and hunt you down, I'm totally the fangirl.
As you long guys, as you totally geek out and make a fool of yourself like I did, then it's all, I'm good.
Tiffany, didn't we put your voicemail back in the day, like when we were first doing that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's old school.
It's kind of crazy, how much you guys have made such a huge difference in our lives, and the only reason I'm in doTERRA is because of your podcast, so.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But I think, did you have some questions
for Eddie? I do have one question for Eddie.
Go ahead, brother.
The number one thing that somebody needs to do to help support their spouse the most in this business.
So are we just talking about, okay, so we're talking about husbands. We'll just say husbands. Husbands whose wives have been doing it for a while. What's the one thing they should do to support?
One thing.
Sacrifice. Sacrifice what you think a man does. And start doing things that you didn't know men do, like laundry. And not calling it babysitting the kids, things like that, just sacrificing and humbling yourself. I think that is the biggest thing. So I know that sounds like a general thing, but I mean, that's it. To be honest, when Angela would go teach classes, when we first started out and I was a big old chicken, cause I had been fired twice. When she would do her classes and she would come back and I'd see her tired, I just tried to make sure that the house was clean, laundry was done, kids' homework was done. And I never once ever asked how many people enrolled. That was critical. So sacrifice. That's it.
How'd that go? Is that a good answer for you?
That was a good answer.
That is a great answer. I just feel like with our business, we have a lot of newer builders and there's something I need to talk with their husbands about, and I need that word of advice to give them, I guess is where I'm coming from.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's different. Okay.
No,
so
that's still a good thing.
Well, that's great. Yeah. For me, with talking with them is share your story. Tell them about what it's been like for you and tell them the truth, just be honest about it, and you can even say, I'll be honest, man, when I jumped in and I was, Tiffany was telling me about these oils. I was like, what? Oil? How does that work? What do you mean you're rubbing on? That doesn't make any sense. Like, just being honest. Like for me, that was what it was for me. I didn't get it. So I think with the husbands is telling them stories, telling them that, where you came from, what was your point of view on the whole thing? I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of husbands I've spoken with really respond to the most. Just being honest with them and just telling them, like, I thought this was weird, but, it was working. So I started trying to do something about it, started helping. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because if you tell them the story, they're going to understand where you're coming from, and then you go from there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think the sacrifice answer was perfect because at first I didn't think Eddie's sacrifice was building the business or supporting me. And he didn't realize it was either at first. But now that we look back on it, his sacrifice then to do the things that I would normally do allowed me to release that like mom guilt, that burden, and just go do my thing. Because a lot of women will hold themselves up in their business because they have these heavy weights on their shoulders of like, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this. When that is lifted and it is gone, it's almost like you have this freedom to start running a lot faster. It's like taking the weight vest off and just sprinting. And I look back and I realize all those things that I didn't have to worry about. And so that's a big deal. And then you realize once you get in a place where you're building the business totally together now, that really wasn't a sacrifice. It was just a switch in roles and it was awkward. It was weird, but it's your normal now. So.
She didn't want me to be a part of it at all. She was, it was her thing. She's like, you're messing with my toy.
But yeah, the sacrifice is a big deal because I know, and I'm sure a lot of women on here who do have spouses will say that when they know they don't have to worry so much or be feel so guilty about leaving their spouse home or leaving their kids home or, you know, getting the homework done, then they're free to move faster. And women are 75% of network marketing. And doTERRA, we're 95%. So if you want to beat the odds in this business and succeed, you gotta let her fly really quickly and then kind of go, okay, I'm coming now. You know, something like that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And if I could say one thing too, when you're telling your story, you'll find your niche. You'll find your place in the business. Yeah. Keep telling your story and then your place will reveal itself. Mm-hmm. I can't say that enough. Anytime anybody asks me, what's one thing I should do to start telling your story, start telling it like crazy. Tell it until other people could tell it to you. And I've got quite a few people who's told me, Eddie, I've heard your story so much, I can tell you your story.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment, right? That means you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome. So great stuff, guys. Thank you. So friggin' happy to have you guys.
Did you have a question, Tiffany, or that was it?
That was the main one. And I really am enjoying the video challenge. It's been good. Even though today, it was quite a mess, but that's all right. I fell off the fence and everything. But I was like, well, it is what it is.
And we haven't even talked about the video challenge on the podcast.
Not yet. Well, because I kind of up and threw it in there.
Okay.
I'm like, let's do it.
For those of you guys who want to know what this video challenge is, find our Facebook page. I don't want to waste a lot of time explaining it. There's a lot of cool people here.
Facebook. Oh,
no, listeners. Yeah, all listeners. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see what the video challenge is all about. You'll see MLB or MLBiz challenge on people's Facebooks.
Yeah.
So awesome. Did you have a question, Tiffany? Are you good?
No, I think I'm good for right now. Maybe I'll think of something.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you guys. All right. Who else? Any question? Oh, okay, Karen.
Okay, let's go.
Let's unmute you real quick.
Karen's unmuted. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Well, I am new to doTERRA, so everything is very new to me. However, I jumped into the video challenge, and I love it because I just, it's like it's forcing me outside my comfort zone, and I find that I don't care if anybody looks at it or likes it or not. Mm-hmm. I just, and what's been shocking is a couple people have shared it.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, okay. And I had some people remark that were relatives of relatives. And I'm like, okay. So it's really outside my comfort zone, but I know that I like teaching others. So I'm hoping that will come to pass, but I find that I'm researching.
Yeah.
And looking up more and more information so my knowledge is better.
Oh, wow.
So awesome. Thank you. I love it.
Yeah.
And my upline is glad that I'm doing it too. So thank you.
All right.
Oh, awesome. That's so great. And proud of you for just jumping in feet first into the freezing water. You know, that's the way to go. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. I appreciate you being a part of it.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate your podcast too.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, you should. I was gonna say you should probably talk to your upline, see if they can start becoming listeners too. Did you have a question, Karen?
No, not really. I just
awesome.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we need to do this challenge again. How long is this challenge gonna last for?
21 days.
21 days.
21 days so to build a habit.
Maybe we'll do it again in January because that's really because obviously it's been really fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of people going.
All right, awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Okay, anybody else have a question?
Question, comment, suggestion, anything. Just kind of there to hang out with us. Hey, everybody. No?
I just want to say how much you guys have changed my life and literally pushed me off the cliff of holding back.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Using doTERRA for 3 years, but I just recently started building.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of babied along in the beginning. And I didn't really have any inspiration to just kind of, you know, take a leap.
Okay.
And so when I found you guys by, I don't remember how I found you guys. I think it was just a Facebook shared video. It literally changed everything I was thinking in that exact moment of my business. And then when I took that leap, everything changed. And I realized that everything I needed to work through was at my feet. And that was a really hard thing, especially with this challenge, because this new challenge that you guys have out, because all my fears came up and I realized I had to work through each and every one of them in each and every video I did. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for always investing.
Oh, you're welcome. And you put up that post about someone telling you to stop, right?
I have to hear about that.
Tell us about this, because this has happened to me. Trust me, you're not alone.
It was really quite interesting because it was two family members who were really close to me. And they were like, you know, we just enjoy seeing your son more than you.
Wow.
So you look really kind of stupid on Facebook. And I thought,
that was the message.
I was like, well, I'm the mom, so I can kind of be on here too. Thanks. And yeah, but it really hurt because it didn't come from a place of love or being funny. It really came from a place of, you just need to stop. And I thought, no, I don't. But it held me back though, because it was one of those things where these people meant a lot to me and have supported me and a lot of endeavors that I've done in my life. And it stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, what is the bigger purpose I'm doing here? Like, why am I doing this? So it took me a day of really thinking and crying about it to realize I am the only one who can make a difference in my story and nobody else can. And the bigger part of it is I want to support my family. And if this leads me to where I want to be, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Dead on.
That's awesome.
And the crazy thing is family will be the hardest to convert because they're the most comfortable with you where you're at right now. They're so comfortable that if you start to change, they almost feel like they need to change and they don't want to. This is awkward. This is weird. I'm seeing like my brothers. I'm seeing my sister. She's putting herself out there. She says embarrassing things. She won't shut up. You know, and they have a really tough time with that. A family is the hardest. I was raised in a network marketer's home, and yet my brothers still had a difficult time with the fact that now their sister was doing this. And shoot, when live video came around, they wanted to put a gun to their heads. Like, oh, well, here we go again. Here's Angela airing her dirty laundry and praying to the Lord above that I wouldn't talk about them. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I think it's been hard on my husband because, you know, we were in a very comfortable spot, quote unquote, in our marriage and in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so for me to start growing and saying, come on, come grow with me, kind of went, but I don't want to. I don't like that vulnerability. I don't like to show it. And so it's been hard to grow by myself because I've always enjoyed having people to grow with.
Oh, sure. I got asked that question this weekend with my leader I was rooming with. And she said, she wanted to know how I got Eddie to start doing personal development. And I said, I knew that I had to do it. And as I was doing it by myself, he realized if he didn't catch up to me, that I would leave him in the dust. And that scared him.
I can't remember what it was she did. She did something or she saw something or I saw how she was starting to get a lot of people on Facebook loving what she was doing and commenting. And really, it was inspiring. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh. And we had just hit gold. And so I immediately did inventory.
Yeah.
Is it inventory? Okay. So a little bit of inventory of what I've kind of been, what I've been doing to help the business or even myself. And I immediately realized I'm being left behind and our business was going to grow without me. And my wife was going to start doing amazing things that I wasn't going to be comfortable not being a part of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I had a lot of belief deep down in myself of the things that I could do. It was in there. I wasn't doing it. I had a lot of fears. And so when I saw her taking that, there was a first moment of where in my head, in my own heart, and be honest with you, I got to be real, I was jealous and almost angry at some of the things she was doing. I'm like, this is, you know, like, you know, and it was just in my head and in my heart. I never said anything. I've never once ever been negative to her. But it was in there, and that was when I realized, like, wait a minute, dude, like, this is, what she's doing is awesome. What she's doing is inspiring people. And you're only mad because you're not doing it. Like, I said that to myself, and I just, that was when I, was like a week later was when I heard about the Miracle Morning book. And I just said, that's what I got, that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to read that book, mm-hmm. and I'm going to figure out what to do from there. And then, like, a month later, or a month and a half later, we met Satema. So, like, all those things started rolling in as soon as I made the conscious decision that I was going to do something, not so much to catch up, but to just finally go all in with my own, like making myself doing the things that I know I could do. Mm-hmm. I just had to get better at it. I just didn't know where to start. So I started there. Anyway, I hope that answers.
It wasn't your question. It was my comment, really.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about this when it comes to family.
It's just that whole idea that you'll see a turn. You'll see a turn. It's when people will do what you do. They won't do what you say. So if you keep doing the things to move forward, whether it's with your personal development, your spouse will do what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Or your leaders will do what you do. Or the family members that were once naysaying will start to see what you're doing and realize that this is a good thing you're doing in a direction. So you just have to keep doing the do.
My family
don't try
so
and explain
weird.
Yourself. Just keep doing the work.
I actually had an aunt of mine call me Mr. Facebook, and she didn't say it like to, you know, go, oh, you're Mr. Facebook. She was more like, this dude's always on freaking Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah. I was just sitting there going, okay. Like, how do I react to that? Like, what do I say? Yeah. You're a jerk. I never see you. And then you say, I'm Mr. Facebook.
Yeah. You know, you're doing the right stuff. You're totally. Doing exactly what you should be doing. And moving forward.
Yeah, you're disrupting people's story about you.
Yes.
And that's good.
Yes.
I'm disrupting my own life, too. I'm disrupting my comfort zone every day.
Yeah.
Right
it's
on.
Such man. A beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing. So keep it up.
Yes.
Keep it up.
You're doing it right. Yeah. If you're well, getting that, you're doing it just right.
Yeah. So, Michelle, I saw you raise your hand. Did you want to? Hi. Oh, unmute. There you go. Hi.
Hello. I actually just got home from work. I was like wanting to leave because I'm like, I want to be on this call. And then I'm driving and I'm at a train. I'm like, I just need to get home. So I made it. First, I want to say it's the celebrity fan. And I saw you guys at convention. Jamie, Emily, and I were in the live video at Gala.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So we were super excited to meet you guys in person. And for me, I'm just extremely grateful for this challenge. One, my strength is competition. So anytime there's something I can win, I'm like, sign me up. I don't even care. And totally out of my comfort zone. I was very much that person of hiding behind my business page. Like I could do tons of videos and not care. But when you said personal, I was like, oh gosh. Because I had such a limiting belief of like what other people thought of me. And I was like, why do I care? Like really, this person I haven't seen in 7 years, like do I really care what they think of this video? So it was great to like push me out of that comfort. And like now that I am posting, seeing like 15 people liked your video and 7 people are commenting. And I'm like, what? Like you guys are actually watching my videos? Like this is crazy. So totally like push that belief away. So now I'm like, whatever. If people think I'm nuts, unfriend me. I don't care. You're not in my tribe. So I really appreciate you guys like offering this, you know, for anybody. And I think for me, personal development has been the biggest thing this year. And I've seen my business naturally grow. Like at a vendor event, I had someone approach me just because she's like, I liked your energy. I liked what you're doing and signed up. And now she's my biggest builder. And I was like, so it's all the development. So I feel like with your guys' competition right now of doing the videos, it's just adding to that next step of what I need. Awesome. And your podcast, never listened to it. I saw the little things at convention. I'm like, what is that? And still never like listened to it. And I feel like I wasn't ready because the last two episodes I've listened, I was like, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. So it was like the timing was perfect. So I'm beyond grateful for everything that you guys do for anybody and everybody. And it just, now you're added to my list of like continued everyday personal development.
That's awesome.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We
really no questions, just lots of happiness over here.
Oh, so good. Yes. Personal development. Honestly, and every single speaker at GoPro said it. Your business will only grow as far as you do.
Actually, well, yeah, they said, what was it? Your income will never match your growth?
Your income will never succeed? Surpass.
Your income will never surpass your development. Yes. That was it.
And that was crazy These are million-dollar earners. He won't let anybody on that stage unless they've hit $1 million in their business. And every single one of them said, your business will not, will grow as much as you do. So you have to make sure that you have to invest in yourself. You have to do it. And I like to say, if you don't invest in yourself, you can't expect anyone else to. And that means your leader signing up with you. Why would I sign up with you? You don't take time to invest in yourself. You know what? So kudos to you for doing that, because it's the ones that don't, they're just sponges and they don't ever stop. And they realize, like, I am learning something from each one of you. It doesn't matter your rank, because leadership is not a rank. It's a choice. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. It doesn't matter if you're in the same business. You can learn something from every single person you come in contact with. You can learn something from every single book you pick up, every YouTube you choose to watch, every training you purchase. If the second you stop being coachable is the second your business dies. And I've just seen that over and over again. So kudos to you for just constantly doing that. And you'll see, because right now I'm like, why am I stuck where I'm at? It's because I'm not reading something right now. So whenever you get that, whenever you say the words, this is what I laid on the floor one time. I'm like, I don't have any more warm market. And Eddie's like, what are you reading? I'm like, nothing. Oh, yeah. So the second you find yourself saying that, ask yourself what you're reading and then go pick up a book and shut up.
That's a good question to ask. Yeah, that's a great question to ask your leaders if they say something like that. They give you an excuse. Just ask them, what are you doing right now to develop yourself? What are you reading?
Yeah. So it's so important. It's awesome to hear, even at that million-dollar level, that they're like, yep, here's what I'm reading right now. And they could list exactly what was on there. Their Audible, or what was on their shelf, what was on their nightstand, what was in their car. It was awesome. It was so cool. So yeah. So thank you. I see Robin's hand is up.
Robin's raised her hand.
Hi, Robin.
That's so cool that you can do that on here.
I remembered the other part of my question, which you kind of just led into naturally. It was, what has been your coaching? I know you mentioned a little bit about those people that you got, I don't know if you got training from them, but I'm curious, as far as personal development and coaching is concerned, I'm curious to know what your, you know, did you get trained by each of them? Was it, you know, what did that look like for you?
I like to start where your income is at. You have to invest in yourself, but if you don't have $1,000 to hire a coach for a month, then you don't do it. You don't go in, you do want to invest in yourself, but you don't want to go into debt. So I started with what I had. So what I did is, when I discovered Amber Voigt, I discovered her online and I just followed everything she did. When she did a video, I did a video. When she talked about a book, I got that book. I read that book. When she said, you know, go to your conventions, went to my conventions, whatever she said, because she's so out there and available to people, you just watch her stuff. I did that. That was my first step. Because that's what I could afford. I could afford a book. I could afford whatever. And then what happened is, I grew from what I learned from her free. I grew from that. And because I grew from that, I earned money from that.
And because I earned money, I was able to take that money I earned from growing from the free stuff and then invest it into the next step, which was a program, like a training. Jessica Higdon's 10K, what is it called?
Social media
training. And then I really grew from that. If you buy any training, go get that one. That thing just blew my business up. Because I now understand how to network and prospect well on Facebook. I can sign some up without sampling people now very easily. I don't sample anymore, just an FYI. And there, I'm going to be introducing someone. She's a sales coach. She's going to start coaching my team, and I'm going to open that up to anybody who wants to participate in that. That's just something extra that you're hearing now, because she wants her name out there, but she is teaching successfully my Blue Diamonds team how to do what we do, which is enroll people without the sampling. So it's awesome. So just kind of stay tuned for that. But so I bought Jessica's program, which was like, what, $600?
It was $300, and then there was an extra
then the
bonus.
Upgrade. Yeah. So I bought that. I invested the $300, $600, whatever it was, and then I grew from that. I mean, we exploded from there. And so the money I earned from doing that, I was able to then invest in personal coaching. Okay. So it's step by step by step. Start where you are, move ahead, and then take what you've earned from that, the free, and invest in the next step up, then take what you earn from there and then invest again. And then eventually you're going to want to get, all the top leaders have personal coaches, unless you have an amazing upline who is just kicking your butt every day and you're just doing well. We all kind of just go for the personal coaching. Eddie flourishes in his personal coaching business because people need that accountability and those pushes. So that's what I've done. There are people who start their business and have the means to hire coaches right from the start. If that's the means that you have, I highly suggest it. Because it's every time I invest in me, even when I hesitate, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like Christmas money. I let it go because I know what happens when you invest in yourself. When you invest in yourself, your income goes from $2,000 to $5,000. And then when you invest in yourself again, you go from $5,000 to $10,000. And then I look back and I go, was that $1,000 a month worth it? Yeah, it was, because I was able to turn that $1,000 into $15,000. So yeah, it was totally worth it. Does that help?
Yeah. I wanted to hear your personal journey. Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. So we're personal development junkies. So
I'm all about hiring coaches. I would rather hire a coach than buy a program. But just like Angela said, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And most coaches won't work for $200.
No.
Yeah. You know, a decent coach, even just someone who's going to teach you some basic things, it's going to be at least $1,000 for about a couple of weeks if you're lucky to get a couple weeks out for $1,000. And in fact, I just got off the phone with a guy who I'm looking to hire in January or February. He's charging $9,000 for, 3 months. And I'm like, okay, I just told him, all right, it'll be in my budget in January, February. Cause I need what he teaches. In fact, he's the guy that coaches Ray and Jessica. And he also coaches a couple other guys I follow in this program called the Wake Up Warrior program. So I'm going to be working with him sometime in January, February. Anyway, so that's my thing, is hiring a coach is going to be better than buying a program, but you start with a program.
Start where you're at.
Because that's where that's where you're going to be able to, you're going to get so much. And the people that we follow, like, if they're offering a program, it's legit.
If we put it out there, it's because we've been through it. It's totally legit, and we know it will do something for you. Now, here's the thing. Here's one, and then we'll move to the next person. But I have a leader who makes a crap ton of money for being a rank that shouldn't be making a crap ton of money, but she does. I won't name any names. But she hired a very, very well-known personal coach, spent a lot of money up front, did nothing. She got all the teaching, but did nothing. So it really doesn't matter what coach you hired or what program you did. If you, like I said, I took Amber and I just watched her and I did everything she did, and I was in action.
That's why I grew, not because I bought her program and listened to it. That does nothing. So understand that if you don't put yourself in action, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, then none of the coaching and the programs and the books are going to do anything. That's my biggest.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah.
A lot of people have
so many. Yeah. They invest in all these great things and then they sit on their butts. It's not counting.
Ouch.
At all. So.
All right. So I think Tiffany had her hand up first.
So we'll go Tiffany real quick and then Laura. So what's up, Tiff?
Hey. Okay. So I thought of my question. So I have a couple of frontline positions open. And I've had people come in and not be very good fits. And obviously, you know, I've grown a lot, so I'm attracting different types of people. But what are like your top two tips for getting people? I've really had a lot of people in Kansas. I want to move my market out of just Kansas. And then best way to get builders online or
Okay.
I think you kind of answered a lot of that. There's a lot of the stuff you've talked about so far.
Yeah.
But the finding someone to take a spot. Maybe you can take, I mean, all the things that we've talked about in the podcast so far, this episode so far, that Angela does, you know, that we're doing, you know, on social media, that's it. But it's finding someone to take over someone else's spot. That's tricky and that's different. So you can probably even talk about that.
That's a tough one.
'Cause we've had to deal with that a couple times too.
Yes.
We've had someone come in and then we're like, out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
You sit with them, obviously, and I love the I do love taking them through the process, but
yeah, I think it's a gut feeling on a lot of these things.
No,
but
it's not.
Okay, I'll I'm trying to help you out here.
No, I have the idea in my head. I'm trying to just articulate it. It's not even a gut feeling because people will do what they're going to do, whether you ask all the questions and you get, you know, their interview done, they're going to do what they want to do. So you just have to, if you put someone in a spot and they've told you they want to build, they have their LRP set to 150. Nobody can take over a spot unless their LRP is going to be 150 every freaking month. Because 150 maximizes your power three. They have to have, I mean, obviously classes in the books. They need to give me their list of 100 before I put them. It's like handing me their enrollment form with their list of 100. Yeah. That has to happen because that's action. If they're like, well, I got 20, they're not in action. Ingraham's podcast or Aaron Fugate's podcast, she talked about being in action. So what is action? It's those moments. Okay. You say, hey, I want you to have your list of 100 with your enrollment form. Awesome. They give it to you. That's action. So you're like, okay, I'm going to process this. And then their classes like are in the books, three classes in the book before that enrollment goes through. Then I also ask them to watch Rise of the Entrepreneur, Eric Worre's video. So they've done actionable things, which is what we require or we ask of our downline to do. But if they're doing it before they're enrolled, that's a good sign there's somebody to put in that place. If you just talk to them and say, hey, here's the business overview, here's the requirements, and they're like, okay, but they do nothing, then I get a little leery. I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. So if they do those things, the list of 100 with their enrollment form, their classes are in the books, and they've watched Rise of the Entrepreneur, then I know I'm going to put that thing in. I'm going to do my best with what I have and go from there.
Right on.
And then you just have to, train them as if they were obviously as they're brand new, they don't have an organization under them. If the organization they're stepping into is small enough, don't even tell them they're stepping into one. Don't even let them know. Just put them in and make sure they've done those three things and then work with them. If it's a big organization, they're going to get a check that next month. Obviously, you got to tell them because then they're like, how did I get this $600 check on day one? That's weird. Like, that's network marketing. Woo! No.
You buy product and you make money. Yay.
So that's my
That's great. That's what I needed to hear because I've had so many people come and go because I haven't been able to really make sure they were truly committed before that. And you know, you don't have that 15 days to decide where you're going to put them because it's bam, you're there.
Yeah.
So, or 14 days.
So it's almost like you give them that 15 days with their list, the movie, and the classes booked, and then you pop their enrollment in.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Totally. So, Lauren, there you are.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was approached by a business to come in and teach classes on essential oils that they use in their juices. I don't want to name the name of the company because I'm not real sure if they're okay with that. But anyway, so I started doing classes. I started doing samples just to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. Followed up with the samples. They're like, yeah, I just wanted a free sample for my day. And I was like, okay, well, you know, that's money I'm investing in samples that I could maybe put somewhere else to somebody that really, really wants them and whatnot. Okay. So, you know, I've been listening to your podcasts about adding value behind, you know, oils and things like that and how that's really important. But what I'm finding is that I'm not really gaining any traction. Like a few people will come and they'll be interested and I'll follow up and they'll be like, yeah, you know, I had a great time. And then that's it. So I'm not really sure what I'm doing maybe is the right way to go about it, or I'm just holding myself back in certain areas, which I'm sure is actually probably true. But the general manager wants to see a big momentum happen. So there's some pressure on my end that I'm feeling like if it's not successful, she doesn't want it anymore.
Okay. So if your classes aren't successful, she doesn't want the oils in her juices, or she doesn't want the classes in her facility?
Correct. The latter.
The latter. Okay. Okay. So then you're looking at, are they inviting? Like, how committed are their invites? I find it difficult to, like, when a facility is doing all the promoting, and it's not my promotions, then there really isn't an investment because they're obviously they're loyal to that facility and not to you. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, when they're loyal to that facility, they're loyal to the owner of that facility. So the owner needs to be involved somehow in the classes. And if they're not, then it's just, nice. You're this guest speaker and that's not what you are. Mm-hmm. You're building a business. So there's something that needs to be, you know, a conversation that needs to happen with the owner. If they're looking for growth there, like they're putting pressure on, then that owner needs to be involved. They do, because the customer is loyal to them. Whereas when I do my classes in a general facility, like a smoothies shop or whatnot, my invites are the ones that are coming and enrolling with me. But they're loyal to me. So that's the tough spot on public venues where the invites are done by that venue and not by you specifically. That's always a challenge with everybody who goes into like a Sprouts or a Hobby Lobby or a smoothie shop. If they have an investment, like if they're saying, I want this to pay off, well, then I need to get them really involved in my event.
Well, it almost seems like it's like, okay, I'll host a class for you, but when you show up to talk to my friends, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave my house.
Yeah.
Is that basically the same thing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because I talked to her before this even started. And I said, you know, if you are really wanting to get the momentum in your store going, then let's get you enrolled. And I will do everything for you for the first 6 months. All you have to do is show up at the classes. And I will build your team, and then you can take over and you will have the reins of that. And she was really hesitant. So I tried to come up with a few other ways that we can agree on a way to get the momentum rolling for both her and I, so that it benefits me and it benefits her. But then she really just kind of did stagnate and not really return calls. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah,
but I had already committed to doing a certain number of classes there, and I didn't want to break that commitment on the other side's lack of commitment to join in, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
right. It does make sense, and that's a tough one, and that's one that you're going to have to think about. But if it were me and the person that was putting these demands on me was not going to get involved with me, then I wouldn't fulfill that commitment. I just wouldn't, because I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm good at, and I know where my value lies. And so that's what I would do. I mean, she's hesitant. So obviously the hesitation is going to cause a lot of hesitation with the people that do come to class.
Yeah. Yeah. If she's not going to commit, her customers won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. So Tom, if you want your people to commit, you need to go first.
Yeah. So if she really wants some momentum to happen, she should be there. She should be introducing you.
Yeah.
Thanking the people for coming, her customers for coming, introducing you, and then letting you go.
Yeah.
To town.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Just like a good host does. Yeah. I mean,
same as
a host. It's like they're hosting you, but not.
You know? Well, it's definitely a new market for me because we just moved to the area. And so a few months ago. So I'm still kind of exploring and kind of laying down my territory, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's very I don't want to say oversaturated, but there's definite prejudice with a certain other company.
Okay.
So like when I did my class last week, I had two people who just wanted to take the conversation away from doTERRA to this other company. And I kept having to bring them back. And at the end of it, I said, you know, I love that you were here and I appreciate all the wisdom that you had about oils, but I can't have you here if you're going to take my class away.
Jeez. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Tough environment. You're working pretty hard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope that helps. I mean, and
yes,
keep us updated on how this goes, because I'd like to hear what happens next in this story.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. There. Thank you so much. Are there any other questions for tonight? No?
I just realized Lauren Hill. Isn't that the name of the girl who used to sing for the Fugees?
Yes.
And she's like, oh, again with the Lauren Hill.
I have a friend that I grew up with. His name's Michael Phelps.
Yeah. I always tell everybody I'm the vanilla milkshake, not the chocolate milkshake.
I love it. Right. That's awesome. Right. Well,
this has been so much fun.
This was such a blast. Yeah. I am so thankful for you guys for being on here. So we're loving that you love the video challenge. It was kind of something that I realized, you know what, we need to share the goodness of video. We need to help other people understand that they are marketing themselves. They are their business. They are their brand. Let's do this. Let's have some fun. So we're having a great time watching all the videos, as many as we can keep up with. So we just thank you all who are participating. If you're not yet on our Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela BF Facebook page, make sure you jump on. We have a pretty good time. We've got a gift exchange going on, a holiday gift exchange. We got our video challenge going on. Like I said, I am going to bring my friend Tasha in, who's going to teach selling and how to do the whole process of enrolling without the sampling and all that good stuff. So get on our page and join us in all the goodness. We do like to give of all the things that we're learning, because it doesn't do us any good keeping it to ourselves. Let's be abundant and share it with the world.
Yeah.
For those of you guys who were on with us tonight, thank you for staying up late with us. Thank you for having some fun. Anything you want to say before we close out?
No, that's it. Thank you guys very much. This is awesome. We're going to do this again.
We are going to do this again.
This is fun.
Just a quick, in December, I actually have partnered with Aroma to Go on my Instagram. And so we will be giving away a car diffuser that I've been trying out for the last month, and it's fantastic. And I love it so much. So we're going to give that diffuser away on my Instagram, which is Mama's _little_biz on Instagram. So join in the fun. I don't use my Instagram to recruit. I use my Instagram to just give back, because a lot of people love to just let us share things with them. So we're going to close out for...
Well, I did have one. I'm sorry. Now I realize it. You were on a roll.
I was.
I just realized that I think what we should do is we can make little announcements like this every once in a while. You just recorded a training for our website.
Yes.
You want to just real quickly just tell what that training is, and then let people know we can get on there.
So for those that don't know what's going on, we do have a membership site. It's our way of just being able to train everybody and not have to stress about it not being our team or not. And so I put up the catalog class training. The full training is up there. Let's see. I
just got distracted. So the full training is up there, and then we're popping up a few extra trainings. So if you want to go to eddieandangelavia.com, join the membership site.
You can get it. Yes. Training is up there now. It's available, yes. All ready to go.
And part of the winning for our video challenge is first, second, and third place is going to get a free month of the Mama's Little Biz memberships. No, eddieandangelavia.com membership site. So it's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have
your
that.
Catalog class is stellar. Yes, I mean, it's
awesome.
I mean, I kind of geeked out about it because it was real good. So it basically runs through every step of the class, including closing, which is the best part about it. So go ahead and you can wrap up the show now. This is awesome.
It's been
a great show.
Yes.
Thank you guys for
hanging out. Thank you for our guests. Thank you for our questions. Thank you for all the support and the awesomeness. And for Mama's Little Biz podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.